We're talking this afternoon with Rochelle Blakely. Rochelle, you're back in Indianapolis. You're back on that podium once again as far as with four finalists in the National Proficiency Award, and your name was called again. How did that feel?
It was an awesome feeling to know that, to be able to do it again twice in a row, that was awesome. I had met the other people I was competing against. You know, we talked about our operation, and that was really exciting and gave me some new ideas. So it was just an awesome feeling.
Now, refresh my memory, our listeners' memory. What did you win last year?
Nursery operations.
And this year?
Diversified livestock production. My program, I sell my products at farmers' markets. So retail meat is where retail meat is what I sell at the farmers' markets for my diversified livestock production.
So how did you get into this?
I come from a family who's been involved in the livestock industry for six generations, so my family has much to do with my interest in the industry. By the time my FFA career began, I had a small herd built up of cattle. I was selling show prospects, seed stocks, and locker beef and pork, but in my sophomore year of high school, I added the sales of retail cuts of meat to my operation and expanded my program very largely.
How's that worked?
It's been great. It's given me the opportunity to get out and meet the general public and educate them about agriculture. It's something I get really excited about, and it's really nice to see people who are still care about agriculture and still want to be somewhat involved with the direct producer.
Okay. Your plans now that, you've got this award, you've had really a very successful FFA career, what's next?
From here, right now, I'm currently enrolled in Northeastern Oklahoma A&M College, majoring in ag education, ag business. I'm judging on the livestock team. I plan to continue my education at Oklahoma State University, as well as continuing to grow my livestock operation and attending farmers markets. I want to somehow be connected back to production agriculture in the future. My field will definitely be in agriculture, and I'm not exactly sure where I'm going, but agriculture is something that is deep in my heart. So.